public transit for from local providers and to give input regarding the federal enhanced mobility of seniors and individuals with disabilities program. If you could translate what that means to those of us who aren't in government.
Certainly. First of all, I'd like to point out that it's a public workshop that we're gathering information because in this case we're taking the perspective, which I think it should be clear from all TxDOT things, that the local riders and users of the system are the ones who understand what the needs are. So the Enhanced Mobility of Seniors and Individuals with Disabilities program, TxDOT receives the money from the Federal Transit Administration, and that is allocated to the different districts across the state. That money is specifically for the mobility of seniors and individuals with disabilities in areas of 200,000 people or less. We call that small urban, and then under 50,000, we call those rural areas. So this isn't for the large urban areas. We don't get that money, so I can't do anything. With public input on those. But the information that we'll be providing is having the providers, the service providers, transportation providers, come and give the details of their service. Then I will explain the funding that's available in each district. And ideally, what we would like to get from the public are some ideas on there's a regional coordinated human service transportation plan that the planning agencies have been working on, and they're nearly done with that. They have given priorities, goals, objectives, strategies for meeting the needs of this population. So we take that information, we start with those points, and talk to the people at these meetings about what the concerns they have, if they agree with these points, if they have additional concerns, how they would prioritize these issues, and also for some brainstorming as to what opportunities are available within the community, perhaps, to contribute to the funding that's available, for specific information on types of service changes, for specific opportunities on coordination between groups, other groups that provide service to this population, and the transportation service providers.
My interest in doing a story on this comes from the perspective of from a public's perspective, or at least how the public is defined in this workshop. For instance, what's the definition of seniors? What's the age threshold there?
Seniors is individuals over 65.
And the definition or examples of those with disabilities would include who?
It would be individuals who have any kind of disability. We don't require specific documentation necessarily. That's up to the individual providers to determine. And we can't, because of privacy laws, we can't inquire as to the specific nature of a disability. It's just a statement that the only thing that we could ask would be what specifically a person cannot do so that they can understand what accommodations need to be made.
Or if there's someone out there who believes that they're not able to use current transit options locally because they have a disability, they should be attending this workshop to communicate that information to y'all.
Definitely.
I also noticed on the news release that there's an opportunity for people to take an online survey.
Yes.
And what sort of questions are you asking in the survey?
We're asking for some basic demographic information, find out what zip code people live in so we can figure out where they are. what access they have to technology. So to get a better understanding of how to get information to people for the providers, as well as for TxDOT to announce future meetings. We'd like to know if the people making comments are transportation users, public transit users, their age, if they find it easy to get information about public transit available in the area, if they find it affordable, convenient, basically what their perspective is on the service that they have, so that it can be addressed by the provider to the extent that it's possible within each funding cycle.
And then once you collect all the information and responses, be it in person or on this online survey, then what do you all do with it, and what sort of timeline are you working with?
Well, that information informs how we evaluate the projects in each district. The projects have to come from strategies, objectives, or goals that are identified in the coordinated plan. So basically, they have to be in line with what the public and other stakeholders have identified as the needs in the area. And we take the information from these meetings as specific cases of that. This gives us a framework and an evaluation basis for the scoring of the applications. It's a competitive process and basically merit-based scoring. That scoring is handled internally by neutral TxDOT employees who don't have any connection to any of the agencies in the districts that are being evaluated. Then that is reviewed again before we make the recommendation to the Transportation Commission, and they ultimately approve the award of the funds.
Is this something that's done on an annual basis then?
It has been annual in the past. This year it's a two-year application. So it would be funding for fiscal year 18 and 19.
Perhaps another reason to inspire people to attend the workshop then.
Definitely, definitely. We don't have another way to know about specific rider needs other than what the public tells us. And it's critical to the function, the reason for this program and for it to function, that we know about issues.
Anything else that I've missed that listeners should know going into the workshop or about the overall program that this involves?
The intent of this is really to be a workshop so that we're giving information on the situation and looking for suggestions, recommendations, comments on how we can improve within the limitations that exist. TxDOT gets a set amount of funding from the Federal Transit Administration, and that funding, unfortunately, is going to remain at about the same level. We get about $6.5 million to cover the entire state, which may sound like a lot, but it isn't.
Yeah, that sounds like it should be per district as opposed to statewide.
Yeah, and that would probably start to meet the need that actually exists. And that's one thing. We're very aware of the fact that the needs are far beyond what we can fund. And what we need to do basically is prioritize the needs and look for projects that most efficiently meet the needs. So anywhere we can develop an efficiency, we're really promoting coordination so that we can make the best use of the resources that we have. In addition to the survey, there's also a number that's listed on the flyers. So if someone is unable to attend in person and or finds the online survey to have an access issue, the phone number, they can call and leave a message, and those messages go directly to me and become part of the record for our evaluation process.
Is there a deadline on the survey?
Yes, February 1st.
But the sooner the better, obviously.
Yes, yes.
All right, anything else that I've forgotten?
Just that TxDOT really appreciates the public's input on this, and it will impact the decisions that we make. This is a case where it really matters. One thing that I really want to emphasize is that this is looking at rural and small urban transportation.
And oddly enough, Bryan College Station's getting pretty close to meeting that population threshold.
Yeah, it is. And that brings with it an entirely new host of issues. But that probably wouldn't be in effect until about 2023. So we've got some time to plan on that and anticipate.
Well, the unofficial population estimates that the cities issue, their projections right now, we're at about 180,000 combined. So.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Yep, that's going to be
so knocking on the door.
Growing in Texas, yeah, and that's going to be a common issue in different areas around the state. Texas is growing tremendously, and we've got to leave them. It's a good state, but that is something that we're going to have to look into.